learned men sitting by. Amen. Out of every town, Galilee and Jerusalem. And the Bible says, and the power of the Lord. Every power of the Lord. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to focus your attention tonight on that last portion of this verse. And the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord rather, was present to heal them. That He was there. Everything that was needful, that He held it in the palm of His hand. He was there to heal them. But they did not press their way into His presence. They were not there, amen, that they might receive anything of the Lord. They did not come to be healed of any malady, of spiritual need or physical need. But they came to find fault. They came to mock. They came to point a finger of accusation against Him. But He was there, and the power of God was there to heal them. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight on the importance of pressing into His presence. Amen. It is not, amen, altogether sufficient that the presence of God is in this place. Although I think that most of us can concur together that the presence of the Lord is here. I feel the power of God's Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. My God is able, amen, to heal, amen, every disease and every sickness and infirmity, amen, known to man. Because there is nothing that my God cannot do. Amen. There is nothing that is impossible unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. But before that we can receive, amen, anything from God, we've got to make our way into His presence. Hallelujah. We can't receive anything until we come into the presence of God. Amen. Oh, I thank God that we don't have to dwell, amen, in the confusion of this world. And we don't have to beg, amen, for bread like some beggar. Amen. We don't have to beg God, amen, to pour out a blessing upon us, amen, because it's His will, it's His desire, amen, that the children, amen, might inherit the kingdom of God. It's the Father's good pleasure, amen, to give us the kingdom tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us that He went everywhere, healing the sick, casting out devils, and proclaiming the gospel to the poor. Amen. He had a mission, and His mission was a mission of love, a mission of compassion, a mission, amen, that was motivated by the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. We read in Luke, the 6th chapter, the 17th verse. And the Bible says, and He came down with them, that is with the disciples. And He stood in the plain, and the company of His disciples, and a great multitude out of all Judea, and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast, of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. I want you to know that Jesus, the Jesus that I know, is not just a Jesus that can save a man from sin, but the Jesus that I know is a God that's able to heal, amen, the brokenhearted, and to set the captive free. He's a God of miracles. He's a God of love and mercy. Hallelujah. He went about healing and delivering those, amen, that trusted in him. Can you say praise the Lord? Oh, praise God. They came, amen, a gratitude. Why did they come? Amen. They did not come, amen, to hear the choir sing. They did not come, amen, to be entertained, amen, by the music. They did not come, amen, for Frito chili pies and hot dogs. They did not come, amen, just to fellowship one another, but they came to be in the presence of the Master. They came, amen, to witness the power of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. Oh, that we would come, amen, to the house of God. Amen, not just for another service. Oh, that we would come to the house of God. Amen, not just because it was the proper thing to do. Oh, that we would come to the house of God. Not just, amen, to go through a form and a fashion, but that we would come to the house of God, that we might press our way into his presence, that we might, amen, be witnesses of his glory and his power and his majesty. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Ha ha. Amen. They knew that if they, amen, could just come into the presence of the Master, amen, they wouldn't leave the same way that they came. Amen. They knew if they could but touch the hem of his garment, hallelujah, that there was virtue and power in him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, if we could touch him tonight, amen, a man, amen, such as you or I, amen, we can do nothing, amen, by our own power. Amen, we are but flesh. Praise God. We should not trust, amen, we should not put our faith and our confidence in men, but tonight we can put faith and we can put confidence in God. Oh, if we could but press through, amen, if we could press into his presence tonight and touch the hem of his garment, amen, I know, amen, that virtue would go forth. Oh, if we could just come into the presence of God. Now, I know that God is everywhere. There's nowhere that you can go where God is not. Amen. But the Bible says, amen, that God manifested his presence. Amen. There were times where the presence of God, amen, was so thick, amen, that you could not even penetrate the presence of God. It was so glorious. It was so marvelous. The Bible says that he came down in their midst and he filled the tabernacle, and so that the priest could not go in even to perform the things of God. So great was the majesty of the presence of God. Amen. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, the Bible says that he was a pillar of cloud by day and he was a pillar of fire by night. Amen. Not only did God go with him, but God, amen, was their shade, amen, in the middle of the day, and he was their heat in the middle of the night. I'm talking about a God, amen, that's on, amen, the God that's on time, a God that's real, a God who's an ever-present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. I'm talking about something real. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not talking about, amen, just a good feeling. I'm not talking, amen, about saying, amen, wasn't that a good service tonight? I'm not talking about, oh, hallelujah, I got a touch. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about, amen, just getting a little whiff, amen, of the glory of God. But I'm talking about pressing our way into the throne room of God's grace. Amen. The little woman with the issue of blood said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. And she made her way into his presence. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits. I want you to know when God is in the presence, when God is in the midst of his people, amen, the devil, amen, cannot stay. Amen. Demons have to flee. Hallelujah. The Bible says he just spake a word and the demons departed. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil begins to get uncomfortable. Amen. Where the presence of the Lord is. The devil can't get comfortable. Amen. Where the power of God is being manifest. Amen. The Bible says, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, amen, they came and they were healed. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a power of God, amen, that will make a difference. Hallelujah. And they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to what? What does the Bible say? And the whole multitude sought to touch him. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about pressing into the presence of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 35. The Bible says, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and they brought unto him all that were diseased. I want you to know in the early days of Pentecost, amen, they brought people, amen, in wheelchairs. They brought people with all kinds of infirmities and disease because they had heard that the power of God was present in that place to heal them, and as many as touched him were made whole by the power of God. I have seen personally people get up out of wheelchairs and walk, amen, that had never walked before. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't tell me, amen, that God can't do that. You came a little bit too late, amen, because I have been an eyewitness to miracles of deliverance and power that God is still able to do what he has proclaimed that he can do if only we can but touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. They noised abroad, amen, that Jesus was going to be there. And they brought him everyone that needed deliverance. Hallelujah. They brought everyone that needed healing. and they came to Jesus and they besought him. Amen. They beseeched him. They desired to press into his presence. Why? That they might only touch. The Bible said that they might only touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. They did not, amen, want an audience with Jesus. They said, if we can just touch the hem of his garment, amen, that'll be enough. And my Bible says, you can check it in your Bible and see if it reads the same way. But Matthew 14 and verse 36 says, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Hallelujah. As many as touched the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Amen. There were some that, amen, that might have come. Amen. And when they got there, they felt the presence of God and they witnessed the power of his teaching. They witnessed the miracles. They witnessed, amen, the deliverances. Amen. But only those that were pressing to touch the hem of his garment. The Bible says everyone that touched him, everyone that pressed their way into his presence, they were made completely whole. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we get just so close to the Holy of Holies. We get so close to claiming, amen, a miracle. We get, I've seen people, amen, to come to the altar and get that close to being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've seen them tremble under the power of God with trembling lips and radiant expression and walk away unfulfilled. Amen. With their thirst unquenched because they did not press their way into his presence. Amen. For so many of us, amen, that we're content, amen, with a touch. The Pharisees and Sadducees came, the Bible says, a great number of them. And the power of God was present, not to heal the paralytic. Amen. Not to heal, amen, the one with the issue of blood. Not to heal those, amen, that pressed their way into his presence. But the Bible says the power of God was present to heal them. But not one example in the scripture where any of them got healed. They were present. You can be in the same Holy Ghost anointed service, the Spirit of God moving, the power of God falling. Amen. And one man go home with a miracle and another man go home disillusioned. Amen. And confused. Amen. You don't have to go away. Amen. Without receiving something tonight. Amen. If you will just press your way into the presence of God. Because if you will but touch the hem of his garment. Amen. Virtue will go forth. Amen. And God will receive the glory. God will receive the praise. Can you say praise the Lord? God commanded Moses in the book of Leviticus. Amen. He commanded Moses to speak to the children of Israel that they should make fringes upon the hems of their garments, and that upon that hem that there was to be a ribbon of blue to remind them that they were separated unto God to be a holy nation. Every Jew, amen, there was to be no exceptions. Amen. God told Moses, every one of the children of Israel, amen, will put a a fringe upon the hem of their garment. Amen. And so a ribbon of blue. So every time they look and they see that hem, that they'll be reminded that we're a people that's called to be holy, that we're a separated people. Amen. We're not to partake of the things of the world and the wickedness of idolatry, but we are a holy people, a righteous people. Amen. Whose God is Jehovah. Hallelujah. Amen. No wonder that they wanted to touch the hem of his garment. When they saw Jesus, amen, they saw more than just another Israelite. But they saw, amen, one who was anointed of God. Amen. Even the devils recognized Jesus. And they said, why have you come to torment us before our time, you Holy One of God? The devils even recognized that he was a holy man. He was distinguishable. Amen. Because of the garment. Amen. That he had on. And because of the Spirit of God that was upon him. Hallelujah. Amen. The priest, the high priest of the Lord, going a little deeper into the word. Not only was every Israelite, amen, to have a hem upon their garment, amen, reminding them of their holiness and separation unto God. But the high priest, before he could go into the Holy of Holies, there was something that he had to put on in preparation. Hallelujah. I'm not just talking about being a child of God. I believe that you're found a children of God tonight. Amen. I believe your holiness proclaims that you're children of the Lord. You identify with the blood of Jesus Christ. But we've got to be more, amen, than just ordinary, amen, men and women of God. We need to press our way into the Holy of Holies, into the very presence of the Almighty. Because there is power where the presence of God is. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. In that day, there was only one that could go into the Holy of Holies. Once a year. Amen. Once a year, he could go into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Praise God. But every one of us, amen, there's not anyone here that is exempt. Amen. We can enter boldly into the throne room tonight. Amen. Brother Washington, you've got just as much a right. Amen. Brother Wasser, you've got just as much a right to press your way into the presence of God as anyone that's present here tonight, because that wall of partition, amen, that veil has been rent asunder, and we can enter into the presence of God and experience the power of his might. Can you say praise the Lord? But there was something that priest had to do in preparation. Hallelujah. There's some preparatory work, amen, that we've got to do if we want to press our way into the presence of God. Amen. We can't be content, amen, with just abiding in the outer court. Amen. In the outer court is where sacrifices are made. Hallelujah. That's where the blood, amen, is shed. Amen. And the water and the blood are mingled together in the waters of baptism. I thank God. And I've repented of my sins. And I've been water baptized in the name of Jesus. I've entered into the holy place. And I've partaken of the manna of the word of God. I've been illuminated by the candlestick of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I have offered up the incense, praise, and worship. And I want you to know, before you can enter into His presence, amen, you've got to learn to worship God. You've got to learn to praise Him, to exalt the name of the Lord. Amen. If you'll praise the Lord, if you'll exalt Him, amen, He will draw nigh to you. Amen. They could not enter into the Holy of Holies unless they had partaken of the shewbread, unless they had, amen, been illuminated by the light of the candlestick, and until they had offered up a sweet-smelling savor unto God. Amen. Some of us, amen, we want to barge our way right in to the Holy of Holies, amen, without giving honor and praise to the Almighty. Amen. The common people, amen, they adored Jesus. They worshiped Him. They stood in amazement. They marveled at His power. Amen. While the religious leaders, the church people, amen, they mocked and they found fault and occasion, amen, to accuse Him, amen, before the people. But the common people, the people had desired, amen, to receive something from God. Amen. They were not ashamed to press their way into the presence of God, if we can but touch the hem of His garment. Oh, the multitudes thronged Jesus. Oh, there were people from every place. The Bible says that they were from Judea, they were from Samaria, there were some from Jerusalem, there were some from Sidon. Amen. There were their people, amen, from Tyre and all of the region round about. There was a great number of people there, and they were all jostling against the Lord. And all of a sudden He stopped and He said, "Who touched me?" Oh, what do you mean, who touched you? You see, this multitude, amen, Jesus must have bumped against, amen, literally thousands of people as He walked among the throngs. Amen. They desired, amen, to be near the Lord. But He said, "No, you don't understand." Amen. There's something about this touch. It's not an ordinary touch. Amen. Because I felt virtue go forth out of me. Why? Because someone said, "If I can but touch the hem of His garment, that I will be made whole." Oh, hallelujah. Oh, can we press our way into His presence tonight? Hallelujah. Musicians, would you come? Oh, let us press our way into the presence of God. As the high priest began to make final petition to enter into the Holy of Holies, first he made atonement for himself. Amen. Before, amen, we can help anybody, amen, we've got to make things right between us and God. Amen. He had to make atonement for himself. And then he was commanded to put on a linen ephod with a hem that was embroidered with blue and purple and scarlet pomegranates. And between these beautiful colored pomegranates, there was a golden bell that was sewn to the hem of the garment. And he knew, as long as he had on that linen ephod with a hem, amen, which represented the righteousness and the holiness of God, that he could enter into the holy place, the holiest of holies. I want you to know that the God that we serve is a holy God, and He will not be mocked. Amen. And some of us are not willing to get rid of our filthy habits. Some of us have spirits and attitudes, amen, that, amen, afflict us. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were filled with indignation toward the Lord. Even though the presence and the power of God was there to heal them, they could have been healed. The power of God was there to heal them. But they had a malignant spirit, a malignant attitude. Amen. That defiled them. That made them unacceptable in the presence of God. They would rather cling to their form, cling to their traditions, cling to the praises of men, than they were willing to please God. If you're not willing to please God, amen, I'm not talking about pleasing some preacher or pleasing some church. I'm talking about pleasing God. If you're not willing to please God, amen, don't dare try to enter into the throne room of His mercy and His grace. Is that all right? There's a preparation that has to be made before we petition God. Amen. Even wicked Nineveh, before they petitioned God, they repented in sackcloth and ashes. And they proclaimed a fast, not only of men, but of even the animals. Were not permitted to eat or drink. They were sick. Even that high priest knew that if he went in there unworthy, that he would die in the presence of God. What was meant to be for glory would be to his destruction. Instead of deliverance, he would face death. Whenever that high priest went in there, they knew as long as they could hear those golden bells that everything was all right. And they didn't ring anymore. They knew that he had died in the presence of God. To be so close, to be so close to the power of God, and yet to come up short. There were many people that were there when others got their healing and others were delivered and others received an answer. Amen. There were many multitudes of thousands upon thousands upon thousands. But only those that touched Him, amen, were healed. Amen. Only those that pressed their way. Only those that were willing, amen, to reach out and touch the hem of His garment, as many as touched Him were made completely whole. That's why when the multitude saw the anointing that was on Jesus, they saw that He performed miracles. They saw that the devils were subject to His word. They desired to touch the hem of His garment. Because when they saw, amen, that ribbon of blue, amen, they knew that they were in the presence of something that was righteous and holy and anointed of God. They knew that this man was not an ordinary man, but this was the Holy One of God. Hallelujah, you know why? Amen. They saw Him holy because He was the very expression of God Himself. Amen. He didn't have to take off the garments of holiness. Amen. Because He was always holy. The high priest, after that he had made atonement for himself and atonement for the people, he could not go back. He could not enter into the multitude in the midst of the people with those garments on. He had to take them off and put on other garments. Amen. Lest the presence and the power of God that was upon him should break out upon them. Amen. And they were consumed because they had not made preparation to enter into the throne room. Amen. My Bible says that our God is a consuming fire. Amen. You don't play around with the things of God. Amen. You don't make mockery of God and the things of God. Amen. Because I want you to know that God is real. Amen. My God, amen, can rebuke cancer. Amen. And the cancer has to be gone. Hallelujah. My God, amen, can look at diabetes. My God can look at rheumatoid arthritis. My God can look, amen, at any form of infirmity, of sickness, or disease. Amen. And cause it to flee if we can just but touch Him. Oh, I want to touch Him tonight. Amen. If you don't need a touch for yourself, amen, maybe, just maybe, you can be like the men, amen, that let down the paralytic. Jesus was there, amen, for the Pharisees and the doctors of the law, amen, but they wouldn't have any of it. They left their blessings, amen, amen, unpartaken of. Amen. But there was one in that all of that crowd and all of those multitudes, all of those thousands of of people, there was one man that would not be denied a miracle. There was one man that would not be denied, amen, an opportunity, amen, to ask the Lord for something that only God could give. And he happened to have some friends. Oh, thank God for some intercessors. Amen. That know how to touch the throne of God. When you can't touch God for yourself, when you can't enter into His presence alone, amen. Thank God for intercessors that will press their way into the Holy of Holies. The Bible says that Jesus was in the house. And so great was the press that they couldn't even get in the door. Why? Because there's power. Amen. There was a miracle worker in the house. Amen. There was one there. Amen. That was not limited. Amen. By the things of the world. Amen. He could speak. Amen. And things would happen. Hallelujah. He's the same God that spake the worlds into existence. If God can say, let there be light, and there be light, amen, and God can speak to your mountain tonight. God can speak to your problem. God can speak to your infirmity, amen. And if God, amen, decrees it, it will happen. Hallelujah. Because He's a God, amen, that is all powerful. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. And the Bible says they begin to tear away the tiles of the roof. Amen. They would not be denied. It wasn't easy. It's not always easy, amen, to get your miracle. It's not always easy to lay down the things of the world. It's not always easy, amen, to be freed, amen, from the vices of this sinful world. But I want you to know what may be impossible unto man is possible through God. Amen. I'm not going to ask anybody to raise their hand, but there are former drug addicts that are sitting in this congregation. There are people that were on methamphetamines, speed, marijuana, uppers and downers, alcohol, just about anything that you can imagine. Amen. There are people in this congregation that were once afflicted by the things of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people here in this congregation, no doubt. Amen. That were addicted to pornography. Amen. That had a vile spirit. Amen. And every word out of their mouth was nothing but profanity. Come on now. Amen. But you know what? Oh, they were willing to press their way into the throne room of God. And some people here tonight, I don't know what it is to touch the hem of His garment. There are people here that know the miracle working power of God. They don't have to shoot it up in their arms anymore. They don't have to chug it out of a bottle. Amen. Because they have met a God, amen, that was able to do what man could not do. Amen. These altars are open tonight. But I want you to know that if you will but press your way into the throne room of God, amen, if you can but touch the hem of His garment, that you can receive, amen, virtue, that the power of God can touch your life and change you. You don't have to leave here the way you came. Hallelujah. Amen. If the paralytic can get out of a wheelchair and walk. Amen. If a blind person, amen, can have their eyes restored. If the deaf, amen, can have their ears, amen, unstopped, then God can make a miracle in your life tonight. Would you stand and lift up your hands and begin to worship God? Amen. Everybody in this house, let's praise the Lord. Let's give honor and praise to God. Oh, because He's worthy. He's worthy tonight. I said, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, if I can just touch the hem of His garment. I know, amen, that He has the power. I know that He has, amen, the strength, amen, to carry me through. I know, amen, that He is a God that can make a way where there is no way. Hallelujah. He's God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. This could be the first day, amen, of deliverance in your life. This could be a day, amen, of freedom. This could be a day, amen, that you don't hurt anymore. And you don't, amen, struggle anymore with the things of the world. You can be free tonight. You can receive power tonight. Amen, through the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Would you come, saints of God? There are people here that need someone to pray for them. Amen. We need some intercessors. We need, amen, some friends, amen, that know how to touch God. Amen. You need to cry out to God. There are people that should be here that are not here. Amen. They need the mercy and the grace of God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's cry out to God wherever you are, wherever. Amen. You can pray. Amen. Standing. You can pray kneeling. You can pray walking up and down the aisle. But wherever you are, amen, let's pray and let's seek God tonight. Let's call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's press our way into His presence tonight. God bless you.
Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. But praise His name, now I can see. Oh, I was in darkness when Jesus found me, but since He touched me, now I can see. In darkness, just a beggar on the street, with his hand stretched out for pennies or just a bite to eat. It's the story of the blind man who met Jesus on his way, and with the man looked up and the scoffers heard him say, somebody touch me, somebody touch me, I was blind but praise his name, now I can see. One day he touched a crippled man and he made him walk again. And then the master saw with pleasure his labor was not in vain. Well, my soul was just like that crippled man when my life was bound by sin. But since the Master came, oh, praise his name, today I now can sing. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. I was blind, but praise his name, now I can see. A crippled man, and he made him walk again. And then the master, with pleasure, his labor was not in vain. But my soul was just like that crippled man when my life was bound by sin. But since the master came, oh, praise his name, today I now can sing. Somebody touch me. Jesus touch me. I was blind, but praise his name, now I can see. He was in darkness. There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. Wonderful.